Konnichiwa, Izumi. We all love, 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 love stories. And in this series of short stories written by me, I will take you into the world of Izumi, a hardworking robot maker from Japan. The fourth story is called Izumi and the Pot of Gold. Izumi and Akira went to the location on the map, which was close to Tokyo Airport. The location was at Terminal 60, Gate 500. Izumi had to leave Akira behind, but promised that he would pick him up. Izumi went to the gate and looked everywhere around it, but didn't find anything. Suddenly, it struck him. He thought that he actually had to go on the plane at the gate. He got a ticket and boarded the plane. He tried to research any places that the clue could be hidden in. After 3 hours of analysis, he found 3 spots: the Buckingham Palace, the London Bridge, and the Big Ben. After flying for 6 hours, he landed in London and went straight to the Buckingham Palace and looked around it. He found a piece of paper and it said, "The robot capital of the world." Izumi knew that the clue said he had to go back to Tokyo. He immediately took the flight back to Tokyo, and the first thing he did when he reached was to get Akira. Izumi and Akira went to Tokyo Skytree, Tokyo's tallest tower. They looked around the building and saw that there was a clue hidden behind the elevator sign. It said 100. Izumi knew that it was the top floor of the Tokyo Skytree. He rushed to the top floor, and as soon as the elevator door opened, a weird light blinded him. It was shining from Ginza, the electronic capital. They decided to get there. The closer they got, the closer and closer the light got. They kept walking until they were right next to the building the light was coming from. It was an electronics store. Izumi tried to make sense of the light and looked around the store. He discovered a pattern in the electronic devices. 141289C. What could this be? Was it a number plate of a car or an address? Izumi thought it was easier to find an apartment with the address. The duo went there. It was a very odd apartment. The furniture must have been from the 16th and 17th century. He explored a bit more and found an electronic clock that was ticking and found a note that said, "You are the chosen one. Here is the clue. Hard work, leisure, happiness, joy. All of these come together in this one place." Izumi realized that the place the clue was talking about was the Tokyo Mall. In the Tokyo Mall, people volunteered in activities, which was the hard-working part. And also, there are many people who have fun there. When Izumi went to the mall, he saw a sign. It read, "Children." The clues were getting tougher and tougher and tougher. What could children mean? Izumi decided to try going to a toy store. He went to the store and looked around. Suddenly, a trap door opened and he was pulled down. Akira also jumped into the trap door. When Izumi opened his eyes, he was speechless. There were pots covered with silk cloth. He opened one of them and saw gold coins and diamonds. He fainted. Akira barked and Izumi woke up. Then the robot Megamind appeared. The robot Megamind said, "Good job finding all of these clues." Izumi thanked the robot Megamind for leaving these clues for him and for the great adventure.